here on Daf Chof Ches Amad Beis. We have learned now machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yehuda holds that chometz is also lifnei zmani, la'acha zmani, it's belav, bein bachilo, bein bano. According to Rabbi Shimon, ein ha'iva olav v'loi klum, la'acha zmani. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's mutter bano afilo in Pesach. Now we had in our Mishnah, the Mishnah differentiated between chomet shal Yisroel and chomet shal akum, chomet shal nochi she'over olav ha'pesach, muta bahano. V'shal Yisroel is also bahano, she'nema lo yiro l'cho sa'er. So the Gemara asks, Moni Masnisen, who is our Mishnah going like? He Rabbi Yehuda, if it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, chomet stome kama. Rabbi Yehuda says, that chometz yoiva olav la'achas manoi, the la'achas manoi bein lifnei zmanei bein la'achas manoi yoiva olav belav. If a person eats chometz la'achal pesach, chometz olav pesach is yoiva belav. Rabbi Yehuda chometz stomach kama. He doesn't differentiate afilu de nochi. So therefore, the halacha should be according to Rabbi Yehuda chometz shel nochi. She'ovar olav ha'pesach, it should be also bahano, because it's also min ha'teire. Ve'i Rab Shimon, if the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, the Yisrael nami mishre koshori, according to Rab Shimon, ein o'iva olav v'loi klum, chomet she'ovar olav ha'pesach, we shouldn't be over anything. Ve'i Rab Yosi ha'glili, if the Mishnah is going according to Rab Yosi ha'glili, Afila teich zmani nami mishre koshoi. According to Yosi Aglili, chometz is mutter bahano afilo in Pesach. And here it says, chometz shal Yisrael she'over olav ha'pesach is also bahano. So according to which tan is our Mishnah going? Omar Rav Ache b'Yakov lo'olam Rab Yehudi. Our Mishnah is going according to Rab Yehuda. Aye, according to Rab Yehuda, chometz shal nochi should be also la'acha ha'pesach. So the Gemara says, V'yalef sa'ir da'achile mi'sa'ir d'riye. Rabbi Yehuda learned out that which chometz are you over on to eat? You're not allowed to eat only that chometz which you're over bal yiro. V'yalef sa'ir da'achile mi'sa'ir d'riye. Ma sa'ir d'riye. Just like by chometz, l'gabi bal yiro, so there's aloche shelcho i'ata roye. About the roya shall acherim v'shal gavoya, but if you'll have chometz shall akum birshuscha, you're not over bal yiro. Afser da'achila, so the iser of achilas chometz is also the same din. Shelcha yata oichel, your chometz you're not allowed to eat. Avalata oichel shall acherim v'shal gavoya, but you're allowed to eat chometz shall akum. Ubedinhu di boy leilis. And Mamela says, very good. So chomet shel nochi she'over olav ha'pesach, it's muta bahano. That's chomet shel nochi. Chomet shel Yisrael she'over olav ha'pesach is also bahano. So the Gemara continues. Ubedinhu di boy leilis misne da'afilu ba'achila nami shori. Really, the Mishnah should have told us, chomet shel nochi she'over olav ha'pesach muta ba'achila. Ba'aydi d'toni d'Yisrael osar ba'hano, toni nami d'nochi muta ba'hano. He wanted to tell us the chumre, that ashal Yisrael is osar ba'hano, not only ba'achila. So he says, shal nochi is muta ba'hano. Toni nami d'nochi muta ba'hano. Ubedinu d'iboile l'misne d'afilu b'toich zmanei muta ba'hano. Really, why did he say after Pesach? He could have said that afilu b'teich zmanei muta bano. Va'aydi d'tone d'Yisrael la'acha zmanei. Since he wanted to tell us the chomer, that chomet shal Yisrael afilu after Pesach, it's chomet she'over olav ha'pesach, it's also tone nami d'nochi la'acha zmanei. So therefore he said, anochi la'acha zmanei, is also osa bano, but muta bano. But really, he could have said that anochi is muta afilu teich Pesach. Let us go a little further. We'll have a shtickle hekif in the sugya. So that is the teretz of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says that in the Eraisis there's a chilek between chomet shel Akum and chomet shel Yisrael, bein b'soich Pesach, bein l'acha Pesach, chomet shel Akum is muta, and chomet shel Yisrael is osa. Rava Omar, it's not going according to Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon, it's going according to Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon said, Chomet she'over olav ha-Pesach, eina iba olav b'loi klum. I only have one posik, le'seichel olav chomet, and that posik is speaking about teich ha-Pesach. Rav Shimon knosa konis, Rav Shimon kansen, hoyel v'over olay b'bal yiroa b'al yemotzei. Verkehrt min ha-teire chomet she'yisrael she'over olav ha-Pesach, is muter b'achila b'ano. No, mit der Rabbonon, hold that the Chachomim Kansen, the Yid, that was Oivan Bal Yerom, that he should not derive any benefit from the Chomets, and therefore it's also Bano. So that's Pshat in the Mishnah. Chomets shall nochi, she'over all of a Pesach, no one was Oivan Bal Yerom, so it's Mutter Bano. Chomets shall Yisrael, she'over all a Pesach, since the Yid was Oivan Bal Yerom, therefore it's also Bano. Look the Gemara. Bishloim le'rove haino diktoni shal Yisrael also. So we'll understand the lashon of the sefer. Chomet shal Yisrael she'over olav ha-Pesach also. Mishum she'nema lo yiro lecho. So it's very good that we're speaking about an Yisrael hano, and we bring a pasuk of bal yiro. What is the connection? But according to Rav, it's very good. Since the Torah said lo yiro lecho, and he was over bal yiro, so memele, so therefore it's also bano, we consent him. Hello, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, but according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, the Rav Acha bar Yaakov holds that it is also, we're speaking about an Issa min ha-Toyre, Chomet shal Yisrael she'over all over Pesach, is also min ha-Toyre, and it's going according to Rav Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there are three psukim, lo yeyochel, and then lo yseichel olav chometz, and komach metzis lo yseichel, and one is going on lachas manoi, elo ravacha bayake, mishum lo yeyochel chometz mi boilei. The Gemara should have brought this aposik, there's three psukim, and one comes to asa chometz lachas manoi. Now, how does lo yeyochel come in? And for the Gemara, misavres aseife koi, areishe koi. The Mishnah said two halachas. The Mishnah said in the Reisha that Chomet Shal Nochi is Mutter. And then it says Chomet Shal Yisrael is also. Mishim Shenemer Lo Yiro Lecho is explaining why Chomet Shal Nochi is Mutter. Because it says Lo Yiro Lecho in Yalfinen Sa'ir Da Achila Misa'ir Deriyim. So since you're not over Bal Yiro and Chomet Shal Akum, so who adin it is Mutter Ba Achila. The Bachi comes. Chomet shal nochi shover olav ha-Pesach muta bahano. Why is it muta bahano? Mishim shenemer lo yilo lechom. Shalcho yateroya vateroya shalachir mishal gavoya. Sinaroi vebal yiroam chomet shal akum. V'yalef sa'er da'achila miser d'riyem. Ve'ozdu letamayu. So now, say Rav Acha bar Yaakov, and say Rove, they go l'shitoso. That means we hear, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, one is permitted to have Hanoah from Chomet Shal Akum, according to Rav Yehuda, one is not permitted to have Hanoah from Chomet Shal Akum. Is Va'ozdo L'tamayo, the Itmar, we learned ha'oichel sa'ir shel nochi she'over olav ha-Pesach l'divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The person ate chometz of a goy that was over olav ha-Pesach. Is Rava Omar Loike. Rava says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are three psukim. One comes la'achaz manoi. In the pasuk doesn't differentiate between chometz shel nochi, chometz shel Yisrael. It doesn't hold of this whole shtik teire that yalfin and sa'ir da'achila miser deriyim. So therefore, Rav says, loike. Rav Acha bar Yaakov omar, ein loike. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, according to Rav Yehuda, you don't get malchus. Rav omar loike, loyal if Rav Yehuda Sa'ir da achila mi sa'ir da riyah. Rabbi, that says that you like, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds it. Rabbi Yehuda does not learn that sa'ir da achila has the same halachas of sa'ir da riyah. Ravache ba Yaakov Omar, ain't I like, yalev sa'ir da achila mi sa'ir da riyah. So this is, in a nutshell, the sugyim, how to learn pshat in our Mishnah. Ravacha by Yaakov learns our Mishnah is going according to Rav Yehuda, that Chomet she'over all of a Pesach is also min ha'teire b'achila b'ano. Rafal Pikein, he says, according to Rav Yehuda, it's only also b'achila b'ano, the Chomet, the one would be a'iva b'ayiroam. Rafuki Chomet she'lakum and Chomet she'lhegdish. And according to Rav, our Mishnah is going, he holds according to Rav Yehuda, there's no difference between Chometz Shel Akum and Chometz Shel Yisrael, and you'd be like by Chometz Shel Akum also. And our Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon Meikar Adin Chometz Shov over all of our Pesach is Mutar B'Achila B'Ano. And the Chachamim canceled Ayid. If he was over Bal Yiroh, so they canceled him that the Chometz is also B'Ano La'acher a Pesach. Zot Rashi. Ve'ir Rabbi Shimon, if it's going according to Rabbi Shimon, the Israel Nami Mishra Shari. According to Rabbi Shimon, it should be Mutar Bahano La'achas Mana. Why does the Mishnah say Chomet Shal Yisrael She'over all of a Pesach Osa Bahano? It should be Mutar Bahano La'achas Mana, because there's no Issa. La'olam Rabbi Yehudi. So Rav Acha by Yaakov said our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehudi. The half al gav the nafkelei mikroi the laachas manoi osa akro, that laachas manoi is also us. We have three psukim, and one pasuk tells us that chomet she over all of our pesach is also ba'achilo ba'anominatayrim. Beser the Yisrael comma. The pasuk is only speaking about chomet of a yid. Aber de nachi shari bchomets ave akum she over all of a pesach is muta. Why? Ve yalev sa'er da achile kleima. Chomets, you learn out loud of kaseh chomets, to gabi la yoichal mi sa'er deriye. The chomet that is osar ba achile has the same aloches of the chomet that's osar ba bal yiro. Umuta chemtsoi shel nochi af ba achile. Chomets of a akum is muta af ba achile. Ba afilu be pesach. And it's muta afilu be pesach. Min ha toire. Now this is a psamod na Rashi. Rashi says that if you learn out soer da achile mi soer da rie, so you're allowed to eat chomet shel akum. Then Rashi says, afilu be pesach, because you learn now there's three psukim. There are three psukim that aser achilas chomet. And we're saying all these three psukim are only applicable to the chomet that yoiva bal yiro. The Gemara said, kol bedin hu davle le misne afilu teich zmanay. So we see, afilu the isa chomet teich zmanay, the isa chomet that yechayev kores, is only on such a chomet that yoiva bal yiro. So therefore Rashi says, umuter chemtsoi shel nochi af ba'achile va'afilu bepesach minatoyle. Now from this Rashi it would seem that midarabonon it is also. So we have to know why is it also midarabonon, and where did Rashi get this? Number three, in our Mishnah it says, Chomet shal nochi she'over all of a Pesach is mutabano. It seems it's muta legamri. So it seems Rashi only means to say, in Pesach it's also midarabona. So where did Rashi get this din? So we'll see in Taisvis. Let us continue the Rashi. That was the Mahalach of Ravacha by Yaakov. Rav said, Loilam Rav Shimini, Da'oma midaraisa loimitza chomet achas manai. According to Rav Shimon, Chometz is not also min ha'teire. Hilkach de nochi shari. So that's why a nochi is muta, because there's no reason why it should be also. Umiyu di Yisrael also miknose de kansur rabonon משום דאובה בבל ירו. ביש להם הלגו ודום מתיים דאוסה בנו משום כנוס דאובה בבל ירו הוא היינה דתון נמאס ניסן אוסר, אפי של ישראל אוסר, משום לא ירו לכו. ועוזו לתמיו, רובה ורווחה ביקוי, that רובס is according to רב יהודה, the person will eat חומץ, שאובר אולו בפסח של נוחי הוא בלויקה, רווחה ביקוי says, אין אלויקה. Let us see תויסס. בדין הוא באפילו תויך זמנוי מותר. פירש רשי, מותר באכילה. That according to Rav Yehuda, אפילו תויך זמנה ירז מותר באכילה. רשי זה מותר חמצה של נוחי, אף באכילה, ואפילו בפסח. נתויך על כפות. וקושה, סותויסס אסק סמר דקה קשן רשי. The אפשר, how is it possible to eat חומץ in פסח, and it should be such a chometz not over bal yiro. The efsher im lo yehesha loy b'shas achila. It's impossible to eat something and it shouldn't be yours. The im nosan loy hanochi. How did he eat this chometz? If the goy gave it to him, harayu shaloy. It was once the goy, but now it's the yid. So when he's eating it, he is chometz that he's eating chometz that you are over bal yiro. That's if the guy gave it to him. The im gozal minochi, and if he stole it from the guy, arechayev bachayusoy, so he's chayev bachayus, the loigora michomet shachayev bachayusoy, the havik ishaloi. So weiter, so it is not better than chomet of a pikodin, which we learn out, that if you're chayev b'achrayis on a pekodin shel akum, we learn from lo yimotzei, that if you're chayev b'achrayis on a chomet shel akum, you're oive bal yiro. So how did he eat this chomet? If he got it legally, the guy gave it to him, so it's his. If he got it illegally, so he's chayev b'achrayis, so it's weiter. So it's the havik ishaloi, so he's weiter oive bal yiro. How is it possible to eat chomet in Pesach that you're not oive bal yiro on this chomet? So Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shiurim says, L'chayre, what is the problem? There is L'chayre such a musik that, let's say, if Reuven invites Shimon to eat by him. So what does that mean? Does that mean when Shimon is eating, he's eating his own food? Or it could very well mean, Reuven says, you can eat by me, you're eating my food. Who says that I'm giving it to you? The whole shayla, the person is invited to a suda, he sees a bulkala there, can he take the bulkala and be mekadesh anisha with it? Who says, I'm giving it to you? I'm saying, you can eat my food, but it's not muchach that it became yours. You're not a gazlan. You're eating my food. He brings a rajba in Baba Metzia. The rajba asks, Amoyra dikekasha. The rajba asks, Chazal asad d'mai. Chazal asa d'mai. What is d'mai? A person purchases tvue from an amah oretz. And amah oretz tells him, listen, I gave tumas a maistas, I was mafish tumas a maistas. So we didn't trust him. There's a miyut, amaratzim, which are not maslim. We don't trust him. The Rashba, the whole thing is only negiyah the rabbonim. Why? Because lakuach is only chayiv mid the rabbonim. That means if I purchase tvue from someone else, so I'm only mechuyev mi darabono to be mafresh trumas amaisa. So my whole chiv is a darabono. So if my whole chiv is a darabono, now roiv amaratzim ma'asrim. So it's only a mir, it's a mir. And then it's a darabono, why was a chomim machma? That's the Rashba Zakash and Bob Metzia. And for the Rashba, they were afraid of a deraisa. Maybe the Amma Oretz will be mazmim and he'll invite him to eat by him. What is going to be over there? That's not called lakua. That's called you're eating his. The trouble, Chonon. So we see that there's such a musik, I can eat someone else's thing, and it's not called mine, I'm eating his. It means I ran in the dorim like that. So Lechere wants to say, Lechere, it could be that Rashi held like this. It's possible to eat someone else's chometz. It doesn't have to automatically become mine. Taisus weiss tais nicht azay. Taisus weiss tais, if he's allowed to eat it and he can eat it, that's called his already. What more do you need? If he can consume the food and sayin lach habaylis g'dayla mizu, that's called a shaloi. That's what Taisus seems to hold. But Rashi could be holding it azay. Now, the Magian Davni Miluyim and the Rosh Yosef want to say that Rashi had a different teretz on this kasha. Rashi's shita is in Sanhedrin, Gezel Akko Mezmuta. She allowed to steal from a goy. And now there's a machloikis. There's a shita sayireyim. What is it then if you're allowed to steal from a goy? Is it called shaloi, yes or no? So the Yireyim says it's not called shaloi. That means I'm allowed to steal. There's no Issa, but it's still the goyis. That what I'm allowed to steal doesn't make it that it becomes mine. It's still the goyis. And min ha-teire, I'm not chayev b'chayis. If gezel akum is mutter, so I'm allowed to steal, not chayev b'chayis. Mi derabonon, I'm chayev b'chayis. That's mi derabonon. So Taisus, Rashi had a good answer. That's how the Rosh Yosef wants to say. That Tak is speaking about he stole from a goy. No gezel akum is mutter, min ha-teire. And there's no chayev b'chayis. So as I'm eating a goy, so that's pshat in Rashi. Umutter chemse shel nochi af ba achile va afilu be Pesach min ha-teire. Because min ha-teire gets a lakam is mutter and there's nochi va chais min ha-teire. So my mail, that's pshat in the posik. Midarabonon, and midarabonon is a chi va chais already. Could be midarabonon now, since you're chai va chais, it seems this chiluki days between the Rosh Yosef and the Magid of the Miluim. Could be now, since midrabonon yechai b'chayis, could be now you're even by yirom in a teirer way. Or could be only by yirom midrabonon. That there is chiluki days. Rosh Yosef says that you're only even midrabonon, even though there's a chiv achayis midrabonon. Well, nimlum v'aystoy the magiyan dav nimlum v'aystoy shechai bin a teirer. But al kaponim, the loshen of Rashi is very good. But min ha-teirer, it is mutter b'achila. How do you eat someone else's chomet? You eat someone else's, you steal it. If there's no chiyav ashoveh, so memela, so that's a hechetimtze that you are eating in Pesach chomet shel akum, and you're not even by yiran this chomet. Hakaponim Tosfos did not like these terutzim. Boy, lekam on the kama va'ozdu l'tamayu. Later the Gemara said that Rove and Ravache Bayakev go l'shitosa. The pligi, there was a machloikis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person will be loike al achilas chomet shal nochi. So lakam and the kama v'ozdel etamai, the pligi bechomet sh'ovar olov ha-pesach. So machloikis, will you get malkis and chomet sh'ovar olov ha-pesach? Loit Rove, you will get Malkus, or the Ravache Bayakev, you won't get Malkus. Why do you have to talk about over all of a Pesach? Liv legu be Pesach gufe. Why aren't there should be chaylik be Pesach gufe? Now what's the terrors? Be Pesach, you don't have a hechetimtze. Because if he stole it or if he gave it to him, so he's over Bal Yerub. The fire you have to have, the case was over all of a Pesach. That means in Pesach was chomet shel akum. So there was no Bal Yerub on this chomet. He gave it to me after Pesach. So after Pesach, it's my chometz now, but it's chometz that there was no Bal Yiro on this chometz. But in Pesach, it's impossible that I should eat chometz, that I'm not over Bal Yiro. So therefore, Taisu says, if the Gemara to give a moshul of the machloikas in Ravache, Bayakev, and Rove after Pesach, why is in Pesach, there's no echetim. The Nire Leriva, the Hode Koma Afilu Toich Zmanay Muta. So therefore, that what the Gemara says, Afilu toichs mane muta, hainu ba'ano. That means that technically possible, it's not shayach to eat chomet shel akum, to eat chomet shel akum in Pesach, because the minute you're eating it, it's either yours, or if you stole it, so it's weiter kishloi, because shechayim b'chayis. So al kolchoch, that what the Gemara says, according to Rav Yehuda, it is mutter Toich zmanoi, that means bahano. In bahano, bestome tois was meant, it shaykh to have ano from chomets. It shaykh to have ano from chomets, without taking away from the goy. Let us say, perhaps for practical purposes, it was a very cold day, and the goy base made a bonfire with chomets. And the Yid wants to warm himself up with the chomets. So he's having ano from chomets. So Memele, so there's no gezel over here. There's nothing. It's chomets shalakum. He's having ano from chomets shalakum. Or maybe the goy is baking bread and the mamish tam gan eden that he smells the reyach hapas. And lemaisa it is, and lemaisa he's having ano from chomets shalakum. Aval kaponim eses hano pas that it should be considered chomet shel akum and I'm having hano. Period. Ha de kama aval ata oichel shel achelim. The Gemara said shel aval ata oichel shel achelim. When you can eat shel achelim, lav davke in Pesach because in Pesach. Only have a no shalchem inami achas manu kame oichel shalachem after Pesach. Period. So that's shitas atoisis. That the toisis hold that it is impossible to have a tzio that you should be able to eat chomet shal akum in Pesach and that you should not be over bal yor. So in Pesach the nafkim is only the gabi amno. L'achas Pesach you'll have to eat chomet shal akum. Umiyu b'shel gavoya kosher leforesh b'soich ha-Pesach. What is the case that you're mutter to have afilu hano of gavoya? How can you have hano from chomet shel hagdish in Pesach? The im loy podoy, if he wasn't poided from hagdish, so it's also b'hano. He's not allowed to have hano, not as chomet, as hagdish. Vim podoi, and if he was poided the chomets, areyu shaloi. So what is the hechetimtze that one is permitted to have hano from chomets shel hegdish in Pesach? The Gemara says, yafin in soir d'achila, Taisa says, d'achila means hano, misoir d'riye, in lafuki shel hegdish, you're allowed to have alkaponim hano in Pesach. How is it shaykh to have hano from chomets shel hegdish? V'shemo yesh loymer avatanena mishel gavoya shelo yehei isa chomet. That's what the Gemara means. There's no isa of having ano from chomet. Aval isa hegdish yesh. That means Taisis has a problem. If you weren't paid it, so lecher there's a new isa. There's an isa of having ano from hegdish. Taisis ain't a chanami. The Gemara is not speaking about if lemaisa you're allowed to do it. The Gemara is only saying that the isa Hano of Chomets is not applicable by Chomets Shel Hegdish in Pesach. But Lamais, if you have Hano, Yezicha, or even the Issa of having Hano from Hegdish. L'chair, it's unclear why Tosfos had such a problem by Chomets Shel Hegdish. How could you have Hano from Chomets Shel Hegdish in Pesach? We mentioned before, that what is the case of chomet shel akum? So chomet shel akum is the case I'm having hano from it. Lu yitzuya, if our mashal was a true mashal, this is called kederech hano, that let's say you're allowed to be meiriach, you're allowed to smell the odor of fresh baked bread. So that's the case that shel akum is muta bahano. So that'll be the case by hegdish also. That the reyach ain't by mishum mila, so there's no iser hegdish minatayre. We're speaking about a tzir minatayre that you're allowed to have hano from hegdish, and there's no iser of chomet. So lechayre, if the case is reyach, so lechayre, the case is reyach, lechayre, there should also be a case. Lechayre, you have to know if chometz shel hegdish is burning, you have to know if this falls into the gedder of, and it's burning already, let's say hegdish made the fire, if he'd be allowed to have ano from the oil, or from the heat, l'chari, you have to know if this falls into the category of mara ein by mishamila. That's good wissen klar, what the tzir was, Tosfos got stuck somehow, that by Gavoya there is no case that you're allowed to have a no from Gavoya. There's no case you have a no from a Gavoya, in Vafal Pikin you can have a no from Akum. In the case of Akum, Akochach is speaking about that you're not taking anything away from the Goy. So, Lochere, why can't you have the same tzir by Gavoya? So this is unclear. Zog de Gemara weiter. Zog de Gemara, Vohoder bei Rav Acher ber Yakei Meyahi. So now the Gemara says, this gewaldike chiddish, that Rav Acher ber Yakei was mechadish, that chometz shel akum is mutter ba'achile, is mutter ba'ano, Rav Acher ber Yakei had charota from that. Mahi desanya. So now we're going to go into a machlokes in a baraisa. And on this omed, we're not up to Rav Acher ber Yakei, but we'll see on omed base how Rav Acher ber Yakei explained the machlokes tanoim in this baraisa. We see Rav Acher ber Yakei was choizer from this shtik teure that he had said that chometz shel akum shel hegdish is mutter. Is muta ba'no ba'achila. Zog the Gemara. Now, but now we're going to speak about this paraisa. Later we'll learn about Rav Acher ber Yakei. The Sanya, we learned in the paraisa as follows. Ha'oichel chometz shel hegdish b'moyed. A person ate chometz that belonged to hegdish. In Pesach. Mo'al. So there's achiev me'ila. A person is mo'al b'hegdish. V'yesh oimrim loimol. The Yesh Oimrim says that he's not moil. Man Yesh Oimrim. Who is this Yesh Oimrim that holds this no din me'ila? He ate hegdish. Why isn't he moil? Omer Rab Yochanan Rab Nechunye ben Akoni. V'yesh Oimrim is Rab Nechunye ben Akoni. V'sanye Rab Nechunye ben Akoni hoya oises yom ha-kipurim kishabes l'tashlumim. Like this we have a klal of Kimlei B'darabim Minei. If a person at the same time is doing a pu'ula, which is Mechayiv, Mises, Bezdin, and Momin, so the din is, he gets the Einish Achomo, and he's potter from the Chiyiv Momin. Kimlei B'darabim Minei. That is Davke by Mises Bezdin. Rav Nechunya ben Akoni said, Hoya oises yom ha-kipurim kishabes l'tashlumin. And the Chunya ben Akoni said, just like the halacha is, if a person, let's say, will burn something, will destroy something in Shabbos, so he's chayiv mise al tchilo Shabbos, and he's chayiv momen al the hezek that he's doing. So we say, kim lei b'darabim nein he's potter to pay. Hu adin, if a person will do this in Yom Kippur, even though it's only chayiv koris, so just like Chiyiv Mises Bezen Patos mitashlumim, the Mechunye ben Akona says, Chiyiv Kores Patos also from Tashlumim. The Mechunye ben Akona Yo'is Hashem HaKippurim Kishabes L'Tashlumim. Ma Shabes Mischayiv B'Nafshoi U'Potom Min HaTashlumim, Af Yo'im HaKippurim Mischayiv B'Nafshoi U'Potom mitashlumim. So Memele, this is the Machloikes Tanoi. The Tanakama does not hold of a Mechunye ben Akona. So therefore, if a person ate chometz shel hegdish, so mitzat hegdish, he's a moil behegdish, so he has to pay hegdish. The chiyuv koris will not patter him from his momenistic chiyuvim. So therefore, he's chayev to pay hegdish more. And the yeshayimim hold like the mechunya ben akone that a chiyuv koris can patter from tashlumim. So mamela, the chiyuv koris of chometz will patter him from the tashlumim to hegdish. Let us see Rashi. Moal, chayov korban mila. He's chayov a korban mila. The kosova. So now there's a few problems. In order, before you chayov a korban mila, the gather of mila behegdish we have to know is a gather of gezel hegdish. Mila means I'm stealing from hegdish. So now, if I'm stealing from hegdish, we have to first figure out what is it worth to hegdish. It has to have a monetary value to Hegdish in order that I should be chayav al tzagoizel Hegdish. So Rashi says as follows. The Kesovar, this Tana holds, Chometz behegdish bepesach bar domim hu. It's worth money. Va'afsedei lehegdish. And he was mafsedegdish by eating it up. Aye, how is chometz in Pesach worth money? Chometz is a close the shop. All the chometz that is in the gizbares of hegdish, there's no business there. Who's going to sell it to? So Rashi says, Kirab Shimon, the oma chometz la'acher ha-Pesach muta. That means that chometz la'acher ha-Pesach is muta ba'ano min ha-Toyra min ha-Rabono. So when the gizbar had chometz, he had 200 loaves of bread, so when it came Pesach, the gizbar had no problems whatsoever. The gizbar put it into the freezer, and a meitzoi Pesach, there was a big sign, fresh bread from the freezer, Al Kaponim, that you could go and buy from Hegdish. Hegdish had bread for sale. So there was a potential income from Hegdish. For Hegdish. So this chometz is worth the Hegdish money now in Pesach, because it's a goyrim lamami. That means after Pesach, you can sell it. Now this person goes and eats this bread. So he's stealing from Hegdish. He's stealing something that has a monetary value to Hegdish. So mamele, it's small. Fregt Rashi, af al gav, de knose konis. Rashi Akasha, but not so poshit. That Rav Shimon, we're constant, that since you're over Bal Yero, Rav Shimon constant, that Chomet Shehoval over Pesach, it's also Bachila Bano. So Lechoyre, Hegdish will not be able to sell it after Pesach, because Rav Shimon constant. So Rashi says, Hani Mili Bechemtzoi Shal Hegit. When did Chazal cancel? When did Rav Shimon cancel? If a Yid possessed Chomet, Hoye Va'ovar Olov Bebal Yerom. Since he was Oive Bebal Yerom, so Memele, so the Chomim cancelled him, so your Chomet is also Bano. Aval Haide Betehere Shoye Gabei, but over here, the Gizba held it Beheter. The Omar Mal Avalatoraye Shalachirim Shal Gavoyam. Because the Torah says that you're allowed to hold Shal Hegdish. Acha Pesach. So therefore, after Pesach, have a Masbele Gizbele Yisrael Vochlele. So if this person would have not have eaten the Chometz, he would be able to sell it. So, because here there's no Knas. Avalatoraye Shalachirim Shal Gavoyam. So Memele. So therefore, this chometz is a goyrim lemomi lehegdish. He has a potential value for hegdish. So if a person eats it up, he's stealing from hegdish. He's stealing nichse hegdish. So therefore, there's a din meila. Now it is very interesting. Rashi asked the kasha, "We should cancel. We should cancel." Rashi says, "No, you don't cancel because the Gemara says." You're allowed to have Gavoya. Now, and who was Rashi's Kashi? Who did Rashi want the cancer? Did Rashi want the cancer Gavoya? Okay, that doesn't make sense. And if we're speaking about the Rishus Gavoya, so what's Shalcho Iataroya, Avataroya Shal Gavoya? By Gavoya, it's Shalcho. So Lechayre the Shaila was not the cancer Gavoya. Gavoya Machlal isn't the Shaila was that we should come from the Gizbar. The Gizbar had Chomet. The Gizbar had Chomet in his Rishus Pesach, so let's come to the Gizbar. So Rashi answers, you can't come to the Gizbar because the Gizbar is allowed to hold Chomet Shal Gavoya, but Ataroya Shal Gavoya. But Lechayre, if this is Pshat and Rashi, it's a Muyim Dike Knas of the Gizbar. Now what, you're canceling the Gizba, you're making Chomet Shal Hegdish also Bano. The Gizba is not heard at all, and the Chomet of Hegdish is going to become also Bano. So what was Bechlal Rashi's Kasha? So Be'emison, the Dvar Shmuel brings down, there's a Moiridike Machloikis between the Mogin Avrom and the Chok Yaakov by such a case. What the din is, if a Shomer has Chomet of a Goy, he's Mekabel Achayit, so the Shema is over Bal Yeroh. The Kabbalah is the Shema is over Bal Yeroh. So the Machloikis, what happens with this Chometz after Pesach? So the Magen Avraham says this chometz is also ba'ano, because the Shemu was over by Yeron, the chometz, so the chometz is also ba'ano. And the Chok Yaakov asked the Magen Avraham, who are you cancelling over here? If not the Shemu's chometz, you're cancelling the goy, you're cancelling. And now the goy won't be able to sell it to Ayib because it's also ba'ano. Does it make sense? Zay ta'inet the Chok Yaakov. The Magen Avraham says it is like, that's the loche. If I had chometz in my possession, and I was over by Yeron, this chometz becomes also ba'ano. Even though you're not hurting me, you're hurting someone else. The gate minish done. That's the aloche. So the Be'er Yitzchak brings a raya from this Rashi to the Magen Avraham. And that was the shakla v'taya of Rashi. Rashi had a kash over here. L'chayre the gizbar, we should, this chometz should be also ba'ano for hegdish after Pesach, because the gizbar, we should cancel the gizbar, make the chometz also ba'ano. So Rashi says, no, the gizbar wasn't naive anything, because the gizbar is permitted to hold shel gavoya. V'yesh oimrim loy mo'al k'dem eforish. The hoyel v'nischayiv kores mishum achila. Since the person who eats it is chayiv kores, as part of an tashlumim kiram nechunye. So that patters him from paying for the keren. So the minute you don't have to pay tashlume keren, ein chaymish ve ein meila. Then automatically there's no tashlume chaymish and there's no chayiv kol. So come live the rabbi minay patters him from tashlume hakeren, that's a tashlume gzeila, and automatically you don't pay the other tashlumim, you don't pay chaymish, and you don't bring a kol. And it's going according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone, Sha'os Hashem HaKippurim Kishabes. Now what is Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone speaking about? Hamadlik Godish B'yoyim HaKippurim. A person went and kindled a Godish, a pile of Tvue in Yom Kippur. Umischayev Kores, Ischayev Kores V'chilu Yom Kippur. Potter min HaTashlumim Kilo Hidlikai B'Shabes Umischayev B'Navshe Mrs. Beth. Aye, what is this? The pshita long the potter milushalom. Everyone holds that he's potter to pay. How do we know the din of kimlei b'darabne can receive the loyia osain onesh yonesh? By the mei vlodays, it says he had two people fighting, and in the midst of their fight, they hit a isha hora, and v'yatzu yilodel. So it says like this: if none of the women were killed, so there's no chiyuv mise on the harigas ha'isha, then they pay for the mei vlodis. Ha'im osayin yiyeh, but when we die from the posik, well, what will be if one of these women got killed? Lo yeyonesh. So then they won't pay for the mei vlodis, because the chiyuv, since he's chayuv mise, so he's part of the teshlumen. So, Nechunya ben Akone says, Shav yeyma kipurim. Shemisosoi bidei shemayim, the Yisrael misa bidei shemayim. Shenichos im chayov ubonov, that his life and his children are nichas. Osenu kori, this is also called an osen. Agavuchetz kedai to be medaik rashi lishitos. Rashi brings into the chiev of kores ariri. Rashi holds, Taisus and Yevomis, that Bezam Adala brings down as a machlikis. What is the difference between Misa B'day Shemayim and Kores? So Rashi Shita is Kores means the children also die. That's Rashi Shita. Taisa says they don't do with Kores. That's a Besundra Oynish of Ariri. But Al Kaponim, but Rashi says that Kores brings with it automatically Ariri. This is applicable in Yom HaKippurim also. So Rashi says, Am Chunya Ben Akona holds, Sha'af Yom HaKippurim, Shemisosa B'day Shemayim, Shemichosam Chayev, Ubon of Osanu Kori. That's also called an osin. Shenema v'karohu osin. It says by Binyamin that v'karohu osin. And what does that mean over there? That will be an einish b'day shemayim. Hilkach. So we learn out that just like an osin b'day odom is patos is paita minatashlumin. So an osin b'day shemayim patos also minatashlumin. Hilkach potem ilushalim v'ochi parshinen lo ba'elunar. Yesh toyim. So Rashi says there are other people that have a problem in Asugya, and they make a mistake. The Kashalu, they have a Kasha in Asugya. Kipota Rab Nechunya b'meizid potter the bar koresu. The whole Rav Nechunya ben Akone that says how Yoise Shem Kippurim ke Shabbos lo tashlumim, just like Shabbos patters from tashlumim Shem Kippur patters, that Stavkev is chayiv kores. That means he was amazing. The bar koresu. Here we're speaking about a chiyev mila. A mila is only b'shoigik. V'hoche b'shoigik askit. Midik diktoni mo'al. V'shoigik lav bar koresu. Shoigik one isn't chayev kores b'shoigik. So where do you, so what patterson from the chiyev mila is not chayev kores? So Rashi says, v'toi suze. This kasha is a mistake. The gabi chometz meizitu, the gabi hegdish shoygiku. We're speaking about two isurim. There's an isur of gezel hegdish, and you only moil begdish was b'shoygik. He did not know that this belonged to hegdish, the lo yoda shushal hegdish. But he did know that this was chometz. So memeila you have a chiev kores mishum chometz, and his chayev meila because it was a shoygik on hegdish. So he said the chiyev kores of chometz patos the chiyev mila of eggdish. Now there's a kasha that the Tosfos HaRashba asks on this Rashi. The Masho asks it. We'll see Tosfos speaks about it. That l'chayre there's a poshet eteret on this kasha. The Gemara says in Ksubis Tana de Vecheskiye. Vecheskiye said, "Hayoisai chayve misa shoygigim is also part of tashlumim." Tana Vecheskiye said, "Is the lechelak kunya ben akona holds that chayve krisis are also part of tashlumim. He has to be chayev bekoris bepoil. A shoygig of chayve krisis is not part of minat tashlumim. That's what the Tosfos HaRashba says according to Rashi. Let us see Tosfos." Man yesh oimrim Rav Nechumye. Eisu, the yesh oimrim that say that you're not moil is going according to Rav Nechumye, and the kores of chometz will patter the chiyev tashlumim of mila. Teima l'ri, the man the yalef osin beresh elonaris. Abayir that says pshat Rav Nechumye, that Rav Nechumye holds that kores patels from tashlumim because we learn that osen osen. That was the drosha that Rashi brought down. Real tzamachlekes amayroim and elonaris. But according to this man, the yoma, the islay, and he holds not only kores patels from tashlumim, no misa bidei shemaim is also part of minat tashlumim l'Rav Nechumye. So he holds psycho because osen does not mean kores. Be os and shem. That what the pasuk says by binyanu v'karo osin does not mean chorus, it means misa b'day shamay. So according to the man, the yoma that holds according to Rav Nechumye ben Akone, misa b'day shamay is part of minat hashum l'Rav Nechumye. Okay. L'Rebbe, the oma l'kamon, now there's a machloikis, Rebbe in the Rabbonon, if a person was hizid b'mila, he was moil b'hegdish b'meizid. So Rebbe says, hizid b'me'ile b'mise. The Chachamim hold hizid b'me'ile b'lav. But let's go back to Rebbe. Rebbe holds hizid b'me'ile b'mise. So now, before we go further in Tosfos, let's just think out loud. According to Rebbe, every person who is amazed in Mila, who is Meil Begdish amazed, is Chayv Mise B'day Shemayim. Every person who is moil b'shoigik is chayve misa shoigigim. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos holds that the p'tur of chayve misa shoigigim is also applicable to misa b'day shemayim, just like it's applicable to misa bezen hu de misa b'day shemayim. So now, how do we understand the pasuk in the Torah? The pasuk in the Torah says, a person is moil behegdish, he pays keren chaymish v'osham. How did Rav Nechumye ben Akona learn this pasuk? This pasuk is a stirat his yesod. Every person who is moil behegdish, according to Rebbe, is a chayve misa b'day shemayim. Even though he was a shoygig, so chayve misa shoygigim. And the Torah says, you're chayiv to pay ken chaymish v'osham. How could you be chayiv to pay? Let us say, kim lebe der rabbi minay. Bafman doch al kol choch zogn, that it's a gzeiris akosuf, that tashlumei mile, are not gepatert al yedei the halach of kim lebe der rabbi minay. Every tashlumei mile you have a kim lebe der rabbi minay. The Aval Pika in the Torah says, Yechayiv to pay, Yechayiv to bring a Kolba Milis al Kolchach, the Torah was Megale, that for some reason, Tashlumei Mila, there's no din of Kim Lebed Rabbimne. So if that is the case, so how could the Gemara say, according to Mnuchunya Ben Akone, if it's Chometz, you're potter to pay, because of the Loch of Kim Lebed Rabbimne. I just proved to you that by Tashlumei Mila, there's no halacha. They're not niftar al yedei the halacha of kim lebe der rabbanei. So how do we understand pshat in our gemara? That is Tosfos Kashya. Now let us see in the bank. Okay. Le Rabbi da Oma le Kamon hizid b'mila b'misa. Amai poiter kores mitashlumim. Va'av agav de ba'alme poiter misa mitashlumim all the time according to Rav Nechunya ben Akona misa b'dei shemayim patas patashlumim. But here we see the Golilon called the Beshoige Chayev. So, Kochach, it is a Gilui that Tashlume Mi'ile are not Nifter Ayedekim Lebeder Abimnei. So, who had in Chorus? So, Mele, it should be by Chorus also. Ah, for Gav the Bechorus who be Mazed Beshoige Chayev. It's a little debatable how to understand what Tosfos means over here. Tosfos means even if he was amazed, or since if he would be amazed, he'd be chayiv kos, but b'shoigik is chayiv. Our Gemara is speaking about if he was a shoigik and the chometz also. But al kaponim, that is Tosfos kasha. Tosfos kasha is that the chorus of chometz is not any better than the chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim of hekdesh. And just like this doesn't patter, so this also doesn't patter. For Oymeri, the Bemisa, the Golilon, Krod, the Loipot, Rochit, Vashlum. Goli, because it's the Loigoli, Loigoli. So Tosfos says it's not a Gilui in the Tashlumim, that these are Tashlumim that are not susceptible to the Ptur of Kimlev the Rabbine. It's a Gilui in the Poitah. It's a gili that Misa B'dei Shemayim doesn't patter. That's the gili. The gili is that even though all the time Misa B'dei Shemayim patters mitashlumim, the Misa B'dei Shemayim of Hekdesh will not patter. But Ankoris, which is a different pointer, that will patter. So that's how you, so the difference between the Kash and the Teretz was, how do you learn Pshat in the gili? Is it a gili in the Tashlumim, or is it a gili in the pointer? So Tosfos in Mechadish is a gili that the poet of Misa B'dei Shemayim does not patter by Hekdesh. But you'll have a poet of Koras, it will patter. Vim time of Omer Lekamon ha'oichol trumas chometz bePesach b'shoigik. A person ate trumas chometz, it's trume, it was chometz in Pesach, b'shoigik. So now there's a shayla of, he's a zor, and he ate trume b'shoigik, so he pays keren b'chaymish. And even though it was chometz, you also pay keren b'chaymish. Umakmina in law, ki Rav Nechunya, and the Gemara says it's going according to Rav Nechunya, that Rav Nechunya holds that, ha'ya oise, ha'yem ha'kipurim k'shabas l'tashlumim, v'af al pikein, the chorus of chometz will not Pata the chiyuv tashlumim, v'halohochi mechayv betashlumim. And what is this for? How do you understand that gemara? So Tosfos, the only way Tosfos understood the gemara was mishum heichid loy mishum dechi heichid loy mifta mitashlumim mishum chiyuv misa detruma. Achinami loy mifta mishum kores shal chomet. So Tosfos understood the gemara the same way Tosfos had asked the kasha na gemara. That means by truma we have the same kasha. How is a zor chayiv? B'tashlumei trume, if a zor eats trume, he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. So every case when a zor eats trume b'shoigig, it's chayiv misa shoigigim. V'af al pikein, he's chayiv b'tashlumei trume. So al kochach the Torah was mekale, Tashlume Tlume is not Niftai, they Kim Lebedarabine. In the Gemara also, we didn't, if there's another Paita, there's a Paita of Koretz. So from the Gemara over there, we see that just like Misa B'dei Shemayim doesn't pater Chometz, or the Paita of Koretz also won't pater. That was how Taisus had asked in the Kashe. And here Taisus says, you don't say that. You say, Heche the Goli Goli, Heche the Loi Goli, Loi Goli. Oimeri. Tashlume trume machmas kaporehim kidemuchach b'mesaches trumes. The Taisa says no. Here it's no chiddush that is chayiv to pay tashlume trume. It's not a gzeiris akosu, because tashlume trume is a kapore. The whole haloche of kimlei b'deberabimnei is only by onshim, by an oynish moment. Lo yonesh onesh ye onesh. We're speaking about an oynish moment. An oynish moment is a thing, you don't give him two onshim. If you're giving him misa, you don't give him an oynish of moment. But the din of tashlumei trume, if a zor ei trume, he has to take now peiris chulin misukonim, and he gives that to the kohen, and it becomes automatically trume again, this is not an oynish, this is a kapore. The Kedushas Trume, which he had taken away from the world, he has to bring it back again. So by taking the same amount of Peiris Chulin Misukonim and giving it to the Koyim, it gets automatically Kedushas Trume, and that, with that he's Mechaper, and that he was Ma'abed Min Olam, the Kedushas Trume Yait. So by Kaporis, there's no Halacha of Kim Lebedarab Mnei. V'oim Merida Tashlumei Trume Machmas Kaporehim, this nan, we learned im rotza koyin limchel, eina yochel limchel. What if the koyin told the Yisrael, forget about it. Ye eit trume, forget about it, you don't have to pay me. Is eina yochel limchel. He's not a balabos. Because we don't owe you. The reason we have to bring back the kedushas trume that was never. Now ye day nesinu le koyin, we get the kedushas trume. The kivin da kaporehu, since Tashlumei trume is a kapore and kores poitre mishum komle b'darabne. Because the poiter of komle b'darabne is only applicable by onshim, not by kapores. V'teida. The man the loyalif osin osin. The man the yomah that does not learn the limud of osin osin. V'loi potar misa b'day shemayim etashlumei. The Gemara says that they learn out from a different posik that we're mashve kores of the Rebbein Shalom to Mises Bezin. So Memel, according to that man, the Yoma, you don't have any gilui whatsoever that Misa B'day Shemayim does not pater Tashlumei Trumim, because Misa B'day Shemayim never paters. You can't say the way I wanted to ask, that just like Misa doesn't pater, that you have a gilui just like Misa doesn't pater, so Chometz also won't pater. The Shachamayim akivin she Misa and Epeter Sud in Koris, the Misa leipotra b'shamokim. Al akochoch mitam kaporu. Akochoch, the reason is, because tashlumei trume is a kapore, and there's no din of kim l'rabnei by kapores. Oid oimari, kohochi osya libe barabon and omri hizit b'mila bazorat, if I'm for the first kashe, the Ragmah is going according to the Rabbon and Bechlal, there's no gilui of that there's no din kim l'rabnei by hegdish, because according to the Rabbana, normally there's no chiv kim le b'darabnei, because he's in b'mile b'azor. Rab Nachun Yehi, so k'tach Toysvus Rashi is kasha, but Rashi had asked yesh min ha-toyim, so Toysvus asked the same kasha, afo gav dohoche b'shoigi k'ayri, b'diktoni mor v'loi mor, so Toysvus answers the terms we had mentioned before, mikomokim kaim lon kechizkiye, oma chai v'emise shoigigim, p'turim min ha-tashlumim, not the way that Isa Rashba said that Rashi differentiated between the Chiyiv Koris to the Chiyiv Mises Bez. Hiksharivo, Amai Pturim Hoche Mikol Ben Mila. It says that there's no Din Mila. So Bishloim Ander Tashlumei Keren Memela. The Din Kim Lebedarabnei. But how are you potter from a Kolb? Mishum Dekom Lebedarabnei. A person took out oichlim in a keli in Shabbos. Shogag be'oichlim. He was a shogig on the oichlim. He thought you're allowed to carry oichlim on Shabbos. Ve'hizid be'keli. He knew you're not allowed to carry the keli. is chayiv al ha'oichlim chatos, is chayiv akol mchatos an eitzos ha'oichlim, al ha'keil is gila. So l'hoire, why is he chayiv an de oichlim chatos? Let's say kim libe d'arabnei, al mekom libe d'arabnei lepotam ikom. So iba zoi, so hu adin, so we see that kom libe d'arabnei doesn't pater from akom, so why does it say here le'imol, that in b'chayiv al-kaponim akom mila? The tirets given the pota mikerem bechoymish pota nami mikolben shein asham ilis bo elk sheyesh keren bechoymish.